Good morning on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Chad Moyer. Let's review this past week's market activity. To do that, we'll visit with Justin Lovegrove at the ARC Group in Lincoln. Justin, not a whole lot going on this week. The grains at the end of the week maybe tried to make a run to the positive side, mixed yesterday. Give us the numbers. Where did we end yesterday compared to a week ago?
We had a pretty sideways week, I would call it. I think there was more excitement in people's basketball brackets than there was in the grain markets. I think there was a lot of interest in watching games and watching the Green River in Chicago. May corn for the week was only up 3.25 after kind of getting beaten up the week before that. It rallied a little bit, but just kind of a sideways market. May corn closed at 367.5. May beans were down another 6.5 cents, closed at $10 even. And May Casey wheat closed down too at 453.5. So just not a lot of excitement in the market this week.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that, even though there isn't a whole lot of news to talk about. Long term, seasonally, we expect to see some price appreciation this time of year, don't we?
Well, we hope to see appreciation. All we know is looking back a lot of years, doesn't have to be appreciation, but historically, now is when highs are put in historically over the last month and the next couple for the years. It doesn't mean we have to go higher. It just means that most of the time, looking back into this time frame, it ended up being a good time to sell grain. The seasonals we talk about all the time on Deets corn, new crop corn, we hit February 1st or June, pretty hard time frame. Going home today, it's about 30% sold. It's really ticking along. So, our averages are getting to be a third sold of the bushels we have on. The average so far is about 395. And on soybeans, we do a little bit later average. We do like a March through July for the most part in our bushels. It's only about 10% sold just getting into March here. So it's about 1006 average. So you got to kind of watch these because those averages really start ticking along. And like always we say, we don't know what 395 corn is going to look like at harvest, but we know that there's risk in the market now of us raising a crop, and futures markets are forward-looking, and every day we wake up and we know something else, some other piece of information. Historically, they take a little bit of premium out of the market unless it's bullish information. So I hope we get some volatility, and I hope we get some upward trends here in the next couple months that we can sell. But historically, this is a decent time to sell no matter what the market's doing this time of year.
As far as the ARC group goes, you mentioned the seasonal update where you guys sit on your seasonal averages. Also, expanding the geographic footprint of ARC, I understand. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we seem to keep finding people we want to work with and that want to do what we do for a living and just represent farmers and help them get the best prices for their grain. So we have expanded. We have a new risk manager in southwest Iowa. He lives in Malvern, Iowa. His name's Tim McGann. He actually grew up in that area and worked for a couple commercial companies. Just started with us here about a week or two ago, but on the road with him, meet some great farmers out there. Now we have another broker in Max, North Dakota, gal with a lot of grain experience and really working in, well, her name's Christina Roth. She works really well into our system up in North Dakota. So we just kind of keep finding people that we like that want to do this for a job, for a career, and they really enjoy it. They have great relationships with friends and family and neighbors, helping them represent themselves independently and trading grain into end users on their terms, not the end user's terms. So it's been a pretty good little growth month here for ARC Group.
Just as we finally wrap up here, just give us kind of keys. What are you watching for? As the seasonals do their work, what else are we looking at here, now through planning?
Well, pretty soon we're going to start talking about weather. Right now, weather in South America looks great. Weather here looks very, the term is non-threatening. There's just nothing going out there. There could be an argument there's some areas that are kind of dry before planting here, but there's a big chunk of the Midwest is well saturated, in great shape, a lot of field work done. There's no imminent threat on anybody's forecast right now of real problems getting into the spring. So as we get closer to April 15th, we're going to start talking about weather. That can be positive or negative. The market seems to get pretty emotional this time of year. Funds have been liquidating some of their longs in the last 2 weeks. On corn and beans, they're going to be less long than they were 2 weeks ago right now, and wheat, they're going to be shorter. So they're already long these markets except for wheat. Corn and beans, they're long. Not the most bullish thing in the world for these guys to be long somewhere around 100,000 contracts of beans and somewhere around 60,000 contracts of corn. They're already kind of in the market. They're already kind of betting that it's going up. If they would be short right now, I'd be a little more friendly, a little more bullish on price because they would have to cover that if there was a weather uncertainty or demand bump somewhere, but they're already kind of in the market, which just kind of makes me more real neutral these markets right here. There's just not a lot of stuff going on, but definitely weather is going to be the next thing we start talking about the next 2 weeks probably.
All right, thank you. Again, that's Justin Lovegrove at the ARC Group in Lincoln. For more information, call toll-free 866-574-2724. They're also online at agriskconsulting.net. On the Rural Radio Network, that's a market recap. We'll talk to you again next week. I'm Chad Moyer reporting.